You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Well, there's one story that's bigger than the rest. I'm talking about Coachella. No, I'm just kidding. Coachella does start today, but OJ Simpson died.
Yeah, who cares about Coachella? Yeah. It's OJ, baby. And it's going to be OJ for the next few days. I looked it up this morning. The OJ White Bronco chase. What was that? June of 1994. 95 million people watched that live. The OJ verdict in October of 95, 150 million people watched that live. And it was in the middle of the day, or whatever it was, 11 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Yeah. No, it was early afternoon for us because it was in the morning in California.
Yeah, and it's almost the 30th anniversary. The 30th anniversary is just within a few days of OJ butchering his wife and her friend or some innocent guy named Ron Goldman. That whole thing is almost 30 years old since he committed those crimes and killed those people.
Yeah. It's nuts. Where were you guys when, I mean, you guys have more perspective than I do on it.
We lived in Alexandria, Louisiana at the time. And it was around the time it was involved in the famous story of Ace hitting the catcher underneath his cup when he threw out the first pitch at that ball game.
That was
we were standing around after that, going to those ball games, and watching the Bronco chase on TV.
Yeah,
you in the radio station.
TJ threw out the first pitch the night that we'd been a morning show for about 7 months at that point. And TJ threw out the first pitch at the ball game the night of the White Bronco chase. Mm-hmm. And the next night was my night, and I hit him in the privates, and they had to delay the game. It's a story for another time.
Love.
Yeah, Ace almost got chased out of town in a White Bronco.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I should share that full story later. It's yeah. Anyway, but yeah.
But so, I mean, and I don't know what kind of welcome basket the Hell's Chamber of Commerce sends to their new residents, but.
A lot of people were saying, like, the people are being cruel, and there's just, you know, may he rest in paradise, and I genuinely believe he did not do it.
I saw a radio friend of ours yesterday named Tommy posted a little note that said that somehow through the years he became friends, very good friends, with Nicole's sister. I think her name is Tanya. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was Ron Goldman's sister, Tanya. Anyway, he said that he reached out yesterday, just said, hey, just thinking about you today. I know this is you're getting a lot of notes. And that her response was, I just wish people would post pictures of Ron and Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, instead of it being all about OJ, like, ooh, wouldn't today be a great day to remember Ron and Nicole?
Yeah, and of course, you know, the White House spokesperson had to say condolences, you know, thoughts with his family and da-da-da-da-da. Nothing about the two innocent people he killed or their families or anything.
And you can say he killed them because he was found guilty in civil court.
Yeah, and he's dead.
I was about to say, and he's dead. And he passed.
Yes. And he's dead.
At this point, I could say he killed him and ate him.
That's true,
because he's in hell. Yeah, so what's he gonna do from hell?
And I saw so many people yesterday. There was a whole Twitter thread of people that were putting, like, gone too late. Oh, OJ, like, gone that. Too late. I mean,
to OJ Simpson, dead from prostate cancer at the age of 76, and that's what's now trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
I feel as if we need to address something that was mentioned a minute ago. A lot of people know this story. But since OJ has died, and it all kind of ties into OJ Simpson, the story that TJ referenced a minute ago of throwing out the first pitch at this baseball game, let me take you back. June 1994, the day after the OJ White Bronco chase. TJ and I were a relatively new morning show in our hometown of Alexandria, Louisiana. They had like a, it's a minor league baseball team. Wasn't even affiliated with any of it. It's like its own independent kind of league thing. And they invited us to come out on back-to-back nights and throw out the first pitch. TJ and I went on Friday. He throws out the first pitch. He does great. Crowd loves it. We hang out for a while. We go back to the radio station, and everybody's gathered around the TV because the White Bronco chase was happening. So the next night, I go back to throw out the first pitch. Now, I went with my dad and my the woman who would become my first wife. And we were having a great time, and I go out to throw out the first pitch, and they walk me out there. And I have a small problem in my life of sometimes trying to do too much. I've had this problem my entire life. Sometimes you just get through it. Not everything has to be bigger, better, faster, stronger than everybody else. And I decided I played a lot of baseball as a kid.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to let it fly. I mean, I'm going to catch these people off guard. A couple thousand people here, they're about to get a thrill. So I, without warming up, stood on the mound, leg kick, went into the windup, and let it fly. And the ball, the baseball, comes in, and clearly the catcher, who's the starting catcher for the home team, our team, is caught off guard by the fact that I've reared back and thrown the ball. He wasn't expecting that, obviously. And the ball somehow hits home plate, skips off the back of home plate, and catches him up under his cup because he wasn't prepared. You know, when you're not ready for somebody to throw something hard at you, it throws you off guard. And he kind of folded up quickly to try to catch it, and it skipped off the plate and caught him under his cup, you know, in the area. And he dropped to his knees, and the crowd roared, and I started walking toward him, and he threw his mask on the ground and said the F word really loud. And I went, he is not joking.
Well, when the ball hit him, you could easily hear him go, ooh. Yeah.
I love that story.
The start of the game was delayed almost 10 minutes because they didn't have another catcher.
Well, yeah, he had to catch his breath.
So I'm sitting there drinking a beer with my dad while the game is delayed because I just hit the catcher in the privates with a baseball.
Good Lord.
They were pushing his head between his legs. You know that's what you do.
Yeah.
Sit down, put your head between your legs.
Not one of my prouder moments. But it happened. Memories of OJ.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Do you think there will ever be anything to come close to the insanity of the O.J. Simpson, the case, the trial, the whole thing? Because, I mean, from the word go, that thing was out of control.
Yeah, I think we live through those every day now because of the O.J. trial. Crazy cases where obviously this person did something, but because of this reaction from the public, we're not going to do it, or we're going to prosecute the wrong person because we don't want this group acting out.
Yeah, I think I mean that. What I mean is more that, and you're right, but that collective of where the entire world is consumed by, and it's every day, like for a year and a half, every day on the news, this was the lead story, and we were consumed with it. But
Yeah, you're right.
I saw this interesting fact. When O.J. lost that civil case to the Goldman family, the verdict was $33.5 million. That's what he owed the Ronald Goldman's family when he lost the civil case. They only ever got a tiny fraction of that. When O.J. died, he died owing them more than $100 million because of interest.
Mm-hmm. That stuff collects interest? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a debt.
But remember, he had that pension fund from the NFL that paid him several million dollars a year, but you couldn't touch the pension fund. He didn't have to pay the Goldmans out of his pension. You couldn't touch the pension fund. Somehow that works legally. So he just decided, I don't have any money to pay you. And like, you're making $2.5 million a year. Well, that's my pension. I can't help that.
Yeah, he seemed to be living a pretty luxurious lifestyle.
Yeah, but he died owing them over $100 million.
Hmm.
Which is pretty wild. And that was 1994. And y'all know I love lists about stuff.
Back in the day.
Yeah, so here are some back in the day things. These are a few things also that happened in 1994 that seem like they're a lot older. Like May 26, 1994, Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley. That seems like much longer ago than the OJ verdict. But remember, it's 30 years. The number one song in America. Was a couple of the number one songs. The Sign by Ace of Base, Bump and Grind by R. Kelly, I Swear by All for One. The biggest TV shows were Home Improvement, Seinfeld, Roseanne, Grace Under Fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that?
Brett Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was terrible.
Yeah. And 3 days after the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, The Lion King hit theaters.
Wow.
That's how long ago, though. The Lion King seems like it's been around forever.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah, but it's hard to believe it's been 30 years since the whole thing happened, the white Bronco chase and everything.
The juice is loose.
Yeah, the juice is dried up now.
The juice is dried up.
Yeah, OJ's final tweet on February 11th, he said his health was good, and he was, quote, just about over his issues.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had the cancer.
Yeah, I didn't either. He was a pretty prolific tweeter. He would tweet a lot.
Yeah.
He had lots of opinions.
Yeah, and in his bio, he goes, if you don't read it here, I didn't say it. It's like, no one's putting words in your mouth, OJ. Don't worry.
And nobody's trying to take credit for something you said.
That's right.
Don't worry.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
TJ, do you do all the grocery shopping in your house, or Jody does?
No.
Most of it.
She does the weekly stuff.
Okay.
But if there's something special that needs to be prepared, I go get all of it.
Riggins, you do all yours, obviously. I've heard this a million times. Do you believe it to be true? If you grocery shop on an empty stomach, if you're hungry when you grocery shop, you spend more.
They
did a survey. On average, you will spend $26 per trip more. And one of the catches is you're far more likely to buy unhealthy foods. And they say you buy more snacks also, which means you go through your food. So even though you're buying more, you go through that food faster, which means you go back to the grocery store more often.
Well, I mean, it's just like if you go into a brothel emotionally hungry, you'll spend twice as much while you're in there. If you're looking to solve emotional issues,
never really
fill those voids.
I got a skank shaped hole in my heart.
It says the average person makes 2 grocery runs per week and budgets $162 on average. They don't break down how that.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, and food prices are higher now than they've ever been because of inflation. It's the thing that's hit hardest with inflation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was interesting. $26 per trip, and if you got Spotify, something new is coming. That sounds cool, but they're planning on rolling out a new feature that will allow you to speed up, mash up, and edit songs. Here's the catch: they're creating a new subscription level called Super Premium. So they've got the free one that has ads, then premium, and now you'll have Super Premium. And for legal and financial reasons, your cool remixes, you can't share those on other apps like TikTok or Instagram or anything like that, so you'll only be able to just play them in your Spotify.
The sped up version, you see it on TikTok all the time. It's this song, the sped up version.
Yeah.
And people listen to our podcast on 2 times the speed, 1.5 times the speed all the time.
I know that, and I don't see how people do that, because if I bump a podcast and it starts speeding up, it drives me nuts.
You ever done that accidentally with Ben Shapiro?
Oh God,
no! But I can't imagine
his regular voice sounds like it's sped up. But if you hit that button accidentally, you can't even understand what he's saying.
I listen to all my podcasts on 1.5 times.
Yeah, Rob's one of them.
Why, Rob?
Just so I can get done with them faster. Just cram more of this D&D podcast in.
Into what?
A time frame.
Are you pointing somewhere?
Yeah. How much time are you saving?
Well, if it's an hour-long podcast and you do it at 1.5 times, what is that like? I can't.
Well, halftime would be 30 minutes. So 1.5 time would probably take about 45 minutes to listen to an hour-long podcast.
Something like that. That sounds right.
And you don't miss anything because it's going by so fast and they're talking and you find it hard to concentrate?
Nope.
Yeah. You got to hear it when Ace has that Nas energy drink. You hit it up to 2 times the speed. It's flying. Come on, everybody.
God. I find that fascinating.
It's fast.
The thing you've waited for the most all week, Riggins, and the Week in Review coming up next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
It's our most special time of the week. The week that was pop culture. The week that was the Ace and TJ Show reviewed for us in song. We give you Riggins and the Week in Review.
Go ahead.
Y'all clear?
Yep.
Cleared the decks. Swabbed the alleys. All right. Here we go.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Tech D Rob is heading to Atlanta for the weekend. And now I'm feeling lame. He'll be hanging with 2 Chainz and Ludacris. Just kidding. It's for some obscure Star Wars game. Today is National Grilled Cheese Day. And I don't mean to scoff, but if you're still raving about grilled cheese, it's time to take the diaper off. Morgan Wallen threw a chair off a rooftop, and I'm sure he thought it would be fun. And unless I'm forgetting something, it's the most offensive thing that he's ever done.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The Masters is happening now. If the weather cooperates, it's amazing how this beautiful golf course is just a dump when you leave the gates. This weekend is National Dolphin Day. I'm really excited too, but do not try to pet them, or they may end up petting you. Heavily, as TJ says. TJ's making a road trip to Indiana, along with his ball and shackle. I would love to join you all, but my dog has some dingleberries I'd rather tackle.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
OJ passed away this week. Guess it was his time to go. I should mention this is OJ Simpson, just in case you didn't know. He was a truly magnificent athlete. In the NFL, he was a pillar. I just wish he had more time to track down the actual killer. So the juice is officially loose on his final expedition. I don't know where he's going, but I have a pretty good suspicion.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
That was a good one.
You just got juiced. You got remember that juiced. When he wanted to do a prank show called Juiced?
Right.
Go prank people back when Punk'd was popular.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be juiced.
Yeah, but if he surprises you and jumps out somewhere and there's OJ, you'd be scared to death.
Yeah. That's a real prank.
Yeah.
We're going to do something fun coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Hey, we've got a new way to win on the Ace and TJ Show. It's called Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All you got to do is get the new Ace and TJ Family app in your app store at acetj.com/app and start playing today. It's free. We've got a bunch of great prizes. You can win Ace and TJ merchandise. You can win cash. And check this out. We got pairs of tickets to the Love and Life Music Festival in Uptown Charlotte next month. So we're giving out a bunch of pairs for that. So that's really exciting. That's Noah Kahan, Post Malone, Stevie Nicks. All you got to do is play Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Free, totally fun, and you can win great stuff. Why would you not do it? Mm-hmm. Why would you not?
I love that Stevie Nicks. I think he is great.
He's fabulous.
He's fabulous. One of the hottest young musicians going.
The legendary Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, that's an eclectic lineup, too. I mean, there's kind of DaBaby's going to be there, Chainsmokers, and then you got Stevie Nicks and Noah Kahan. I mean, it's like kind of all over the place. It's going to be a lot of fun. So acetj.com/app to get the app and play Prime Rewards. I learned something yesterday that I didn't know because I don't have a lot of experience with guns or gun ranges. I didn't know you're not allowed to wear flip-flops at a gun range. It makes sense, though.
Yeah.
makes totally a lot sense. Of sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else, like clothing-wise, that you're not supposed to do at a gun range?
You're supposed to wear the glasses and the ear protection and all of that, but clothing-wise, I don't think so.
That's the big one, is like just don't wear flip-flops.
Yeah.
I think. Because I've never been to that many gun ranges. You know, we just set up cans on a fence when I was younger.
Right.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, you could be out there in the woods with anything you want. wearing whatever.
We did a holiday party at the last company we worked at, and this woman showed up, and I didn't know anything about guns, and she pulls out, she's like this petite woman, and she has her own gun, and she pulls out like this shotgun.
It was a sawed-off shotgun.
Was it a sawed-off shotgun? Yeah. I was going to say that, but I thought those were illegal.
Short barrel shotgun. It was made that way. She didn't saw it off.
I was floored when I saw her pull that thing out. I couldn't believe a woman like that would have such a intimidating firearm.
Yeah, and it was a pump. So that gives you that that sound that, you know, lets them know.
It's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
That's one of the things my dad taught me when I got my first shotgun. It was like, hey, if anybody ever gets in the house, make sure they hear you go shh, shh, because that is an intimidating sound.
Yeah. Like, it's the perfect firearm for home defense, right? It's our self-defense.
Yeah. Could be that and a regular handgun, but yeah, the shotgun, sawed-off shotgun, is going to shoot a pattern at you. It's easy to handle, so you can hit them easily.
Okay,
there's going to be a lot more cleanup
for like,
so if you miss, you're blowing holes in the wall and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I've always heard that. Again, I don't know much about guns, but I've always heard that. But the guy that wore flip flops to the gun range, rookie mistake, pretty, you know, explicit, and he knows that now. What was your rookie mistake? You know much better now. But at the time, you didn't. Like, for example, like drinking on boats and stuff like that. I didn't grow up on boats. I didn't know about any of that stuff. So what was your rookie mistake at the Ace TJ Show? We'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Ace and TJ Show is brought to you by Richard Takato. I love those commercials you guys do with Richard Takato on our YouTube stream. They're very fun.
He's a funny guy.
He's a really funny guy.
I never really stopped to watch the commercials, but I happened to watch one. He's really fun with you guys.
I mean, when you have a job like that where when everybody's finished with you, they love you because you just saved them a bunch of money and, you know, made their lives a lot easier.
Yeah.
Your job's pretty fun, I would think, all the time.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to him. But he's a mortgage expert. He helps people refinance, buy their homes, or open a home equity line. All it takes is one short phone call with Richard. So head over to homewithrichard.com to learn more. What was your rookie mistake? A guy learned you're not supposed to wear flip-flops at a gun range. I didn't know that, but he now knows much, much better to not do that. So what was your rookie mistake? For example, bragging about your alcohol tolerance at a party and then throwing up all over the bathroom and passing out and then finding you the next day. That's like a rookie mistake, but everybody does it. I can drink more than you. Yeah, well, the vomit stains all over my guest bathroom say otherwise.
At the very first remote broadcast I did when I was a young DJ, I accidentally used a term that I had no idea was offensive to a certain group of religious people.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
And you would never. I mean,
oh, my God, no. I just heard my grandparents use that term and all of that. And I'm, you know, I'm rolling. I'm nervous anyway. And I start and I throw that out there. And it's like, did you just say, yeah? No clue that that's what that meant.
And if I remember correctly, it's pretty on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, it was.
But you didn't know any better.
No, so
I was sitting in the studio when he said it. I was like, what did he just say?
Wait a minute. So that's a rookie. That's a great example of a rookie mistake. What was yours at the Ace TJ Show? There's a lot of these. Tracy said, my rookie mistake was probably drinking a milk-based protein shake before doing my first charity 5K in August. So I don't know anything about that either. I'm assuming she just vomited everywhere in August.
You would hope that's all.
In the hot August heat. Gail says, my rookie mistake was there was a foul ball coming straight at us in an MLB game. I was excited until I saw the ball coming straight at us. And I ducked like a baby.
I love that. Oh, look, the ball's coming at us. Ah! Oh, God, the ball's coming at us.
Like right at us. So my son made fun of me all night. That's a great one.
Mine wasn't so much of a rookie mistake or that I'm just stupid. Okay. I was working at Wendy's and something fell in the fryer and I was like, I'm just going to grab that out.
What?
I don't know. I knew better. I don't know what happened.
How far did you get? Did your finger actually go into the oil?
I literally almost had it. I was like right on top. And I felt it bubbling up, and I was like, what am I doing?
Like bubbling.
So
like
it just kind of splattered a drop on you first.
Yeah, I went, what am I doing?
What am I doing? Yeah, sometimes I guess you just blank out. There's a few more of these, but those are great. Maybe we'll get to a few more of these in a second.
What are you thinking? That's so stupid.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Win great prizes with Ace TJ Prime Rewards on the Ace and TJ Family app. All you got to do is download the app in your app store or at acetj.com/app. It's great. You can listen to the show, watch the show, check out all the podcasts, and do that. So we were talking about rookie mistakes. What was your rookie mistake? A lot of people, I love, drinking milk before a 5K. That was just a bad idea. It reminds me of The Office when Steve Carell eats all that pasta because he's trying to carb load. and then gets real sick on the run. I get that.
The rookie mistake I've seen more than anything, I guess, to being in college and people that don't understand, you go to an all-day tailgate. It's an all day. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
And they come out hard, partying, having made this mistake. And then 2 o'clock, they're down for the count for a few hours. You got to wake up and rally for the ball game, whatever.
Working a glass of water. It's not the worst thing in the world to get it back on track. But I think Rob dipping his hand into the hot, deep fat fryer at Wendy's, it's got to be the worst. I mean, you only have to do that one time before you learn your lesson, I think.
It shouldn't have to be the one time, to be honest with you. I should have just known better.
I think I agree, but...
Yeah, what could possibly have fallen into the fryer that you were going to reach in and grab?
It was a large fry box. It had to get out. I didn't want that to contaminate the oil or whatever.
Don't they have tongs?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
Sometimes you're in the heat of the moment.
Did you make any more terrible mistakes when you worked at Wendy's?
No, not really.
You worked the drive-thru, didn't you? Because you were the only one that could do the math?
Yeah, people weren't very good at math where I worked.
I'd rather him be making mistakes at Wendy's than when he worked at the theme park, operating rides, roller coasters.
Well, but here's something that I think has been off in his description of his working at Wendy's all these years. He always says that about I had to do the drive-through because I was the only one that could do the math and all that. But would you rather be able to do math or would you be so stupid that you're going to reach into a fiery grease pot?
Yeah, I'm smart about certain things here.
Those other ones would be like, you dumb. Yeah.
the math dummies are way smarter in this case.
You're supposed to be smart.
I'm Rob. I'm the smart one here. Really?
With the tips of my fingers burned to ash.
I'm the only one that can do this job.
Yeah, because he's marching around there all arrogant over them every day.
Oh, sure.
Because they can't, you can't do math.
Just quizzing them. It's $7.69. I give you $10. How much change? Go. Yeah.
That's scary.
He's announcing the change to people. Your change is going to be $7.22. Pull up, please. $7.22 and change. Did the math myself. And then,
hey, Rob, something fell in the grease. Can you get that out for us? And they're going, watch him. He's going to reach in.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
There's one story that's bigger than the rest today coming up in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Coachella, one of the top trending topics right now. Coachella kicks off today. So again, it's more Coachella has become less about the music and more about the pictures you're going to post on your social media of your outfit at Coachella. But a lot of people are excited about that. But certainly the top trending topic of the day, as it was yesterday, is the death of O.J. Simpson. O.J. dead at 76 from prostate cancer. Said it had been in hospice for a few months, but he had just posted on social media in February and he looked fine, although they said he was unrecognizable at the end in these last few weeks. So cancer taking a toll on him. I don't really have a reference point. I don't remember much about the OJ case. It was a young child.
Yeah, you were little.
Yeah, it was little.
But, you know, 94, 95, I just saw on Twitter somebody posted the Oprah did a special where she had an entire audience for the Oprah Winfrey Show, and they watched the verdict live, and that was her show the next day, and they taped it, and they point out, it says the polarization in the audience is stunning.
In what way?
Racial?
Yeah, racial. The racial polarization. When he's announced as not guilty, the black people jumping up and shouting, and the white people sitting there in stunned silence with their jaws open. It's shocking to watch how polarized the audience is.
Yeah,
this is what happened to the country during the OJ trial.
That case did more to divide races in this country than anything probably since the Civil War. I mean, it was awful.
Yeah,
awful. And we still see some of that today. Like, there are things that happen today that are awful that started with that OJ trial as far as race relations between citizens.
Did people make up their minds about their thoughts about his guilt early on, or did it take the trial? Was anybody swayed?
Yeah, everybody knew. Everybody had their opinions in the beginning.
They knew.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Pretty much. Well, before the trial came about, yeah, because they would report on this evidence and that evidence and all that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, O.J. Simpson dead
I'm sorry, but a lot of people tried to get, you know, they knew and felt like he had killed him, but they wanted him to get off anyway because he was O.J.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And some of the jurors have admitted that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So, O.J. dead at 76, and that's what's now trending.
All right, so we have a little diet plan you may be able to follow and lose weight from Popeyes. Tell you about that coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There's a feller in New Jersey who claims to be a professional trainer and nutritionist, a personal trainer and nutritionist. And he went to the Popeyes and put together a meal from Popeyes that was less than 500 calories.
Oh.
Now, I always said that, you know, that that Supersize Me movie, you know, that liberal guy did, you know, trying to bring down McDonald's because they're a successful business. He ate the worst things every day for himself and then did all that. You could go to McDonald's and order things that aren't as bad, you know, weight wise. But that's what this guy did. He got 8 blackened chicken tenders. And then he had them put shredded lettuce, tomatoes, and other kinds of toppings in there for it. And he got some jalapenos, some pickles, and mayonnaise. And he just put a little buffalo sauce all in the box and then shook it up. So he put all of those things in the box and shook it up to season them better and make a bowl out of it. And it was less than 500 calories.
Wow.
The shocking part in the story that wasn't even pulled out as a shocking part was he says, I'm reading directly from the article. He says about the ingredients in the box, 68 grams of protein. No, wait, 495 calories, 68 grams of protein, and $25.04.
$25.04?
Yeah, for 8 chicken tenders, essentially. All the rest of the stuff probably, you know, the condiments probably were free. So $25. Oh, and he got a small Coke Zero. So are you kidding me? Do you go to Popeyes?
So it's $23 worth of, $22 worth of tenders or something?
Yeah.
$21, $22 worth of tenders?
chicken tenders.
For eight chicken
eight
tenders.
Eight chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm in there and I make that order and they tell me it's $25.04, I'll be like, Popeyes, I'm about to pop all y'all eyes up in here.
Get out of here. For one bowl.
Yeah, like a single meal.
$25.
So, I mean, is it worth that to save a few calories at Popeyes?
You spend $25 at a Popeyes and all you end up with is eight blackened chicken tenders?
And you still got to live in New Jersey after all that?
And that.
True. No, you pay that price to live in New Jersey.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
There's a story about a woman in Florida who's been arrested because she was doing something in traffic that made the officers suspicious that something may be amiss. And I don't even know how they noticed this, but I guess because they're trained to look for these types of things.
Okay.
She wasn't speeding or anything. Just the slightest little thing that they noticed was that she was driving without a front passenger tire. She was missing one of her tires and still driving down the road. And so they pulled her and said, "Hey, I wonder what this is about." And they found her, according to the report, to be intoxicated. So she said, "I didn't even realize it. I don't have a tire on the front."
She was driving.
I didn't even realize it. Yeah, I didn't even realize. Have you ever been that drunk where you wouldn't know that you're driving?
No.
On a rim.
Let me put it this way: I don't know. I probably have been, but I wasn't driving.
Yeah, but I mean, have you been that out of it?
I'm not proud of that fact, but being honest.
So in the story, they said that they found a bag on the floorboard with four empty Busch Light cans in it.
Yeah.
And a receipt that showed that she had just bought those. So I don't care how fast you drink four beers. Is it going to get you to the point where you wouldn't even know that you're driving on a rim in the car? You don't even notice it?
That seems, I don't know, just four beers seems awfully hard to get you
unless
that
drunk. They were tall boys and you pounded them, so then it's like eight beers. So, yeah, I mean,
well, they did say that she pounded them. Because she had just bought them, according to the receipt.
If you slam, you know, four tall boys, I might be a little out of it for a few minutes.
But it didn't say how she lost the tire, what happened to the tire.
Yeah, does she even know?
Probably. If she didn't know it wasn't there, then she's not going to know how she did it.
Man, I had an experience like that recently. I was watching LSU Iowa, the girls' game. Mm-hmm. Oh, they got 15 girls on the court. What are they doing? I was like, oh no, I'm just seeing double. I swear. I was like, what are the rules in women's basketball in college? They can have like 20 people on the court.
Yeah, it's like playground rules.
It was crazy. I went, hold on. I just got to focus.
Is this a game of Red Rover?
Yeah, I swear.
How long did it take you to figure it out?
Yeah, about 10 seconds. I was like, why are there so many girls on this court? And they all look like Caitlin Clark. I'm like, oh no, I just seen her three times.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So we got a lot of stuff going on here that that we need you to be a part of, because we do it for you. We've got all of this stuff on our platform, you know, with several podcasts and rewards programs, you know, with the Ace TJ Prime and Ace TJ Prime Plus. Now, when you sign up for Ace and TJ Prime Plus, you get benefits that people who don't pay for it don't get. Like, you get all of those podcasts commercial free. You get my political show, which there'll be a new one up today, because I recorded 7 shows yesterday for various things. And then the old stuff that Ace hosts, and it's what is that? Old stuff?
It's old stuff.
Of some of our old stuff?
It's okay. Old stuff. Well,
that's good. That's a good deal. And then don't forget there's the Ace and TJ store and the rewards thing with Ace TJ Prime and Prime Plus. There's a big concert festival coming to our home market of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I always forget the name. Is Love and what?
Love and Life Music Fest.
Love and Life Music Fest. Are you going to that, Ace?
I hope so.
Is it a 2-day thing or a 1-day?
3-day.
3-day. Oh.
Yeah. 3rd, 4th, and 5th of May.
The thing that makes it cool is the mix of people. There's so many different people involved in the show. So you get a lot of different type of acts.
People working? The performers. Yeah.
Different type of acts.
Yeah. Okay.
Daggum, Petey Pablo's going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, really? That's the kind of thing that makes a festival like this cool is that you're going to see so many different people.
Petey Pablo is going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a comeback for Petey? Because wasn't he in jail?
I think he's been in jail, but I don't know if he's been out for a long time.
I like his stuff. He's from North Carolina's own.
When he does Raise Up, Please Believe, Uptown Charlotte is going to be on fire. North Carolina! It's going to be crazy. Avett Brothers, a lot of North Carolina natives.
Yeah. Oh, the Avetts.
The Avetts. Mm.
A little folk. Are they doing something feet Petey Pablo with the Avett?
That would be crazy.
Yeah, a folk song. Can we possibly get that done?
Petey Pablo.
Freak a leak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who am I?
Petey Pablo. Yeah, just do like your. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, but
I've been sipping on that Tron. Ready?
Avett Brothers, DaBaby, Post Malone, Stevie Nicks, The Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm. Didn't one of the Beach Boys die recently? Maybe not.
I didn't know.
So many of them, that could happen at any time.
I did not know that. Well, the Struts are going to be there.
Whoa.
I'm in. I love that band.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So go get rewards. Ace TJ Prime.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.